Here we are. We're back again. It's another episode, another edition of my show.
What are they? All right, man.
Hey,
you ready for a good
Please, people.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
All right, here we are, back again.
Back again.
It's another edition. It's another episode of my show. And he's the only man I know who would dip a dark chocolate Oreo into dark chocolate milk. This is damn dirty, disgusting Dave.
Ooh.
Oof.
Yeah.
Ooh, 4Ds.
Quad D.
You know what they say, big old titties. Oh, anyways, speaking of tits.
Robin. Oh, that gives me reminds me of something else we can talk about.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. Lots of things to talk about. But anyway, alliteration aside, I will take my chances. Bringing it back around. It is that guy over there, the hoops nickname is.
The guy.
Touch the tips.
He went finger to thumb.
I have to hold the microphone because Amazon doesn't have good shit.
Well, be careful, man. I don't think you can touch your finger to the thumb. Something to bubble about that.
Yeah, it says. I'm pretty sure either that or it's like that's, you have to go ass to mouth. It's like
that's the old thing. That's the Old Testament when Christ died
ass in to 33
AD. He fulfilled the Old Testament, therefore making the New Testament. But the law. Anyway.
New testicles.
We got some stuff to talk about.
Stuffs and things.
I got a question for you guys. This has been going around. This has been on the old internet.
15.
I've seen several people ask. I've seen several people answer.
18.
I want to know if you could fight any celebrity, and if you win, you win their money. Mm-hmm. Who would you fight?
Oprah.
That's a good call. That's a
good one.
That was my immediate thought because I heard that, and before they finished it, I was like, I would beat the shit out of Oprah and take her money.
My initial immediate one that popped in my head was Michael Jackson.
Well, he's dead.
Oh, they got to be alive now?
Easy fight.
Well, that guy doesn't have any. A dead man has no money.
Ooh, yeah.
Okay, so we're talking about
what
alive.
About Warren Buffett?
Warren Buffett would be mine.
Mm-hmm. What if you find out like Warren Buffett's like a secret ancient ninja?
Right. Like just whoops the dog shit out of you.
Right. That'd be like if someone still thought of Jeff Bezos as a skinny nerd and you're like, I'll take on Jeff Bezos, and then takes off his shirt and you're like, what's up, 8-pack? Jesus. Where can I get some of them steroids?
I mean, Bill Gates has been eating babies stem cells for years, but I think I can handle Bill Gates.
Yeah.
I think Oprah would also be easy because we know she doesn't work out because she was like, Weight Watchers. Yeah. Like, she's like, I'm not exercising. I'm just going to eat these things and they'll give me numbers. And
Weight Watching is what she does in the gym, just sits there and stares at a dumbbell.
What about Taylor Swift?
Wreck her.
I don't want to fight Taylor Swift.
But you would get like $1 jillion.
But I don't want to fight Taylor Swift. I'd rather beat up Oprah. That could be the name of the episode.
No, because I'm still thinking. Because like I said, immediately I was like, Michael Jackson. Because I think, if he was alive, I feel like I could take him in his elder years. Maybe not in his Thriller years.
Yeah, no. he'd be, you'd go to punch him and he'd moonwalk away from you. That'd
be
really frustrating.
I played that video game. And he could fight. Yeah, I'm going to fight white Michael Jackson.
You want to?
Again, a distinction you have to make when you're talking about originally black Michael Jackson. Yeah, I know, Jake. He's technically black both times, but we all know what I'm talking about.
No, I'm trying to think of other celebrities I'd beat up.
Right. Kevin Hart before he really started working out.
I mean,
like gender identity though. Like, can you just be like, no, I'm now white.
No, I feel like some people have tried making that argument, and then it's like, you can't just do that. And then you're like, yeah, you can't just do that.
Yeah, it doesn't work out well for the white people that say they're black. See, yeah, I've never said I'm black.
Unless you're Rachel Dolezal or something like that.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, nobody believes Rachel Dolezal is black. Nobody believes Bad Baby is black. Like,
Whoa, Vicky.
I don't even know who that is.
You haven't heard of that one? She's one of those two. Like, she's from Atlanta.
Oh, yeah. She, like,
and you can't really understand what got in. And she's flat as a 2x4.
She's like, a brick. Flat on all sides. Eventually be laid by Mexicans.
Oh, not that there's anything wrong with that.
Hey, you know, we've all been there. I used to go to Salem.
I've been to Salem.
I've sailed it in Salem. Mm-hmm.
I drove through it twice this week.
Ew.
Like, I just looked at it from the window. Back. Yeah, there and back.
Makes sense.
Why would you go to Salem?
I actually went to Portland.
Why'd you go to Portland?
To go to the zoo.
Went to the zoo.
I saw that.
Oh, we did?
Everyone's going to the fucking Portland zoo. Right? What the hell?
Was it on Tuesday?
Did Ben go on Tuesday? I should have called Ben.
Yeah, I think you guys were there at the same time.
That's really funny.
That's funny. I'm going to call him after the show. I grew up in Oregon.
This guy looked like Dave here.
Right. Wait, you mean a 5'8" kind of fat bearded guy? What are you talking about? Every white dude in Portland, Oregon now?
Yeah, but you have the Asian-y face.
Nah, he probably had a vest on, so he would have known.
I did. Was I wearing a pair of hiking boots, a flannel and a vest and a trucker cap?
Yep. And sunglasses.
Today or yesterday or the day before?
Yeah.
We all have our uniform. I mean, there's Jake. What's he wearing? Oh, a hoodie and jeans. It must be the wintertime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What time of the year is it? Robin's wearing basketball shorts.
In competition.
Hoodie or jersey or something.
And depending on what time, the only thing that changes with Robin is summertime, it's a tank top under the hoodie. And in the wintertime, it's a t-shirt under the hoodie.
And the wintertime, he's got like tights under the shorts.
I haven't done that in a while. Yeah, at games I've done it.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's not a game, it's just shorts.
Actually, this is kind of great timing. I went to Eastern Mass one time with Robin and got all dressed up because I grew up in the Catholic Church. And what you do over church is you get dressed up in your nicest clothes and your Sunday's best. And he comes to pick me up and he's wearing a pair of basketball shorts and a hoodie.
Basketball shorts. Plaid.
A pair of LeBrons that were like Easter colors.
Like, I'm celebrating.
It was plaid shorts, like plaid.
Oh yeah.
And it was Reebok pumps. Because they matched.
It was. And then I remember we go into the, it's not really a church, but we'll just call it the church.
It's like the Grange Hall.
Right. And it's so weird when I go to other religions.
Well, it is a church, but it used to be a moose lodge.
Yeah.
And then they destroyed the building, but built it almost the same, just bigger main room.
Right. But I always am always like, what do I do? Like,
the bar.
Yeah. No, it's in the back still.
They had a coffee bar.
They turned it into a coffee bar.
Like, nerds.
Like a mini Dutch Bros. They had like a thing where you could buy coffees out in their little lobby area or whatever it is.
So every church has
it's always like firmly ground is always the name, like some like biblical like bullshit.
Have you seen those shirts that they're like, he is risen, but it's like Riz and Jesus is all like got sunglasses on and shit.
It's funny.
Yes, it is.
It's like the New Age Buddy Christ.
Yeah, pretty much. And then, like, somebody complained. They're like, but Jesus was black. So they made one where he's black and it looks just like Jimmy Butler.
Well, Black Santa.
Black Santa!
Actually, I saw a video of that the other day. White guy. And then they're like, yeah, but Jesus was black. And the guy's like, he was brown at best.
He was Jewish. Why, like, he looked the most like me out of the three of us. Like, let's be honest about it.
Let's see.
I watched Ten Commandments with Charlton Heston.
Charlton Heston. That like I used to watch that every year, and I had no idea why. I was like 8.
He had a wicked tan in that movie, though, too, because
he also had wicked
in
pecs.
The desert. right? Jack That's Moses. Really good. That's awesome.
It is. I almost bought one.
I have a ugly sweater that's baby Jesus and one of those like stroller, like chesticle things.
Mm-hmm.
A baby Bjorn?
Yeah. My grandpa didn't think it was funny.
Well, his loss.
Yeah.
Oh, here's another version, which is also funny.
Yeah. I love those
dunking.
Like someone tried to get my goat earlier this week because they thought I was taking a stand for religion. Uh-oh. And yeah, like I grew up religious and I still hold to some of the tenets of Christianity, but like I get the jokes. Like comedy is funny. And I think people who can't joke about religion can't joke about anything. And because everything should be on the table. Anyway, I can't find this picture. Anyway, he tried to send me a picture, this whole thing about Black Jesus, and then someone tried to throw me off, and I just sent him a picture of Jesus doing a crossover on the devil. I'm like, look, man. I said, a guy can't be white to have and have handles like this. This is absurd.
Have you ever awesome. Watched that show, Black Jesus?
No.
Wait, what? It's
actually pretty funny.
Is it about Kanye?
No, Yeezy's not there.
Black Yeezus.
That's Black Yeezus.
Oh, that's right. He said
I can't remember what network it's on, but it was one of those things where I'm just like looking for something to watch, and it's a series. It's a sitcom series, and it's just like Black Jesus. I'm like, fuck it, I'm gonna watch this. And like in the show, Jesus is like black dude, but he's just like, it's like he's one of the dudes. Like the show goes on, and then sometimes he's doing something. It's like a Seinfeld in the hood kind of thing where like Jesus will show up. Jesus will show up and be like, yo,
what's
man,
the
that's
deal
crazy.
With drive-bys? You want to shoot somebody?
Dave, did you see the trailers? They came out with two trailers for House of Dragon.
I know. I have them saved for watch later.
I've intentionally not watched because I don't want to know.
Taking the Jake method.
When is that, and I read
too much about it already. Like, I know what's supposed to happen.
Oh, yeah. June, see, that's the thing, too. I know what's supposed to happen, but...
June 16th. I don't know if that's important to anybody for any reason, but...
That's the day before my birthday.
Yeah.
4 days after mine.
We're rapidly approaching that we need to actually plan something if we're going to do something for our joint birthdays.
Do you guys want to see if I can get a place for us on the coast?
Yeah, that'd be rad.
Okay.
I'd throw in on that.
Oh, I bet Tammy could get us hotel rooms at that casino up there.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking, see how many points my parents have on our timeshare thing. And if they need to burn some points, then...
Well, that's also a good idea. Mm-hmm.
Because I sometimes think that they don't use it as much as they...
Yeah,
because like some of the points they only roll over for a year, and then you on the second rollover year they burn whatever happens. So I'll see if they need to burn some points.
Gotcha.
It'll be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Brian mentioned that he's going to Vegas like July like 15th to 18th or something like that.
In the middle of summer.
Let's go when it's 110 degrees. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like having a wedding in Southern Arizona in July.
Yeah,
that seems so dumb. That I can burn my butt on a
I'm going in January.
Toilet.
January? What's in January?
Well, it's my mom has decided that the family, ever since I moved up here and got married, she's decided that we have a family trip every year, which is awesome. It's a lot of fun. We've gone to like seaside and stuff like that. But this year she's talking about taking an adults only trip to Las Vegas.
Mm.
And I keep mentioning that the D is like $29 a night and it's right next to the Circa, and you have access to the Circa pool if you go to the D. So yeah. So I'm like, hey,
you can also use the Golden Nuggets pool too, which is the one that has the sharks.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, I totally miss that. I had dinner at the Golden Nugget.
Dude, the Shark Tank pool is sick. Like, it's got a water slide that goes through the middle of the Shark Tank.
Now I want to go. Now I want to go back to Vegas.
It's pretty cool.
Like, the first, like, I went to Vegas the first time. I was like, really? This is it? Now, like, this time I'm going to go back and, like, Ben's going to be there. So we're going to go do mescaline in the desert. But we're also going to go find, like, those little bars, like, that we see on TikTok. That
those
are
like, speakeasies?
Oh. Yeah, come here and drink for a dollar bars.
Yeah, I sent a couple of them, I think.
Over the history of time. Yeah, there's a lot of good ones. But we're going to... Him and me could have a little fun.
I'm sure. Plus, there's always people going like, hey, man, you looking for stuff?
And you're like, yeah, those people, I usually try to ignore those people, especially if I don't know them.
I try to haggle them like it's a third world country supermarket.
I did. I'm like, no, that's too much. I know how much this costs.
You're like, no, I poop too much.
Yeah, exactly. And then I got tired.
Am I making this up in my head, or did someone, that guy I talked to on the strip, did someone say that those are cop prices?
That's
or did I just think it?
Line.
That's a pretty good one.
I think I might have just been thinking it.
Those are cop prices might be the funniest.
That's a good line.
Mm.
I'm definitely
I don't think I actually said it, but I thought it.
Because he
wanted a lot.
I want to run into an undercover police officer. There just aren't any up here.
Yeah.
But like, I want to call one out and just have him do that. Oh, you want to come talk to me for a minute? And be like, nah, I'm good, dog. This is how the police be dressed in San Antonio. You want to come talk to me for a minute? Nope.
Yeah, and they've all said that. I've seen multiple videos where the not undercover cop is like, hey, you want to come talk? Like, why would you think that they would like to come talk to you after they just called you out for being an undercover cop?
Oh, are we friends now? Okay.
One of my favorite things to do lately is false flag people with body language. Like my hoodie, it's got a really thick hood. So I'll stand around like this, holding my hoodie. And I know that somebody is picking up on it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I did get called out one time in class for a girl that I had never talked to. She's like, are you a cop? And I was like, no. She's like, were you? Well, I've worked in a prison and did security work for a long time. She's like, oh, okay. Have you always walked around like that? I'm like, kind of.
Yeah,
it's just how that's just how I move now. Like,
are
I have
you
a,
guilty of something?
Right?
You see, Dave cop walks until he island walks.
Yeah. And it just depends on how much I've had to drink.
Exactly. Like, he starts in the then.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, like he's usually trying to keep up.
Yeah, I'm usually trying to keep up. I did notice that this year I didn't have as much trouble because I decided to stop wearing flip-flops all day.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because the year before it was like, wow, it's hot out here. And you guys know I don't like wearing shoes.
Yeah.
So I just keep my flip-flops on, and then we're like, all right, we're going to Jed's. And I'm like, okay.
Time to flip-flop over to Jed's.
Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, you guys just go on. I know where you're going.
I'll catch up.
That's too much work.
Yeah. So then I actually just wore shoes the entire time this year, and I was like, oh, this is so much easier.
Those Air Maxes were super comfortable. They saved my bacon because those boots are great for bad weather, but wearing them every week, like those were killing me after a while. But
I like those Jordans. Like they're the most comfortable shoes I have. They're just.
Stupid I think this company. Year I'll buy a new pair of duck shoes.
Yeah.
I'll see what happens. If there's anything really good that comes out.
Yeah, I guess that's they need to be worth it.
Because they're coming out with new shit this year, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we're gonna have
the new Big Ten stuff.
So So check this out. This is just kind of a status update for our, you know, all of our auto collisions that we've been dealing with.
Mm.
So they offered me, or they sent a demand letter for $15,000 for me. And they have sent demand letters for $10,000 for each of the kids. And they are still working on Jen. So right now we are looking like our lawyer has sent demands for $35,000, of which we would get 60%.
Take it.
It's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and then hers is going to be a lot more because there's traumatic brain injury and time loss from work and all sorts of shit. So,
yeah, that's some real shit.
Yeah, it really is. And one thing that this has definitely taught me is that if you are ever involved in an auto collision where you think you might be injured, get a fucking lawyer.
Like now.
Like, yeah. Like, I didn't realize if my first collision with the Dodge where I got my ass end taken off.
Yeah.
If I had gotten a lawyer, I probably would have been okay after that.
Yeah.
But instead, probably. I got boned.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, mm-hmm. This whole thing, like having a lawyer, we called them and they're like, oh yeah, we'll take care of that. We'll take care of that. We'll take care of that. Okay. Mm-hmm. And like, yeah, is 30%, 30, yeah, I think it's 30% of the take a lot. Yeah, sure it is. But it's also, I'd rather have 70% of something than 100% of nothing.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. This just means I'll get a van.
Yeah.
I've never dealt with lawyers, but I got a phone number today from one for VA stuff.
Mm.
One of the guys at work, it was like, hey, man, like, what's your VA rating? I was like, I don't have one. He's like, why don't you have one? I was like, I was hard-headed when I got out. He's like, don't you have, like, really bad tinnitus, insomnia, like, messed up shoulders? I'm like, yeah. He's like, I was like, yeah, I was 25, and I was like, I'm fine. This is all, it's all good. He's like, hold on a sec. Gets his phone out. He's like, call this guy.
Yeah.
I was like, who's this? He's like, it's a lawyer. I'm like, I'm not trying to sue anybody. He's like, no. He's a VA benefits lawyer. Like, he's gonna get you hooked up and like figure out what you actually should be at.
Yeah, because each one of those things, so I found this out. The VA doesn't give out benefits in increments other than 10%. So each one is at least 10%.
Yeah.
You've got three that you named off or four just now.
And that's 40%.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's pretty solid.
That's not nothing.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's enough that you don't have to go, well, I forgot to pay my cell phone bill because I didn't have any money.
Yeah, right.
Well, you know, it was like a situation today that we'll just touch on that we won't talk about.
Just take it.
You know, we need to record this. So, you know, there's no he said, she said. We need to remember we have ADHD. You know, cops can lie to get their job done, too.
I like how you both have it.
Oh, she's diagnosed, but I'd probably almost certainly have it.
I'm sure. Yeah. Like
you've known me now for 15.
Honestly,
years.
Like after you said it, I had a hard time not noticing like every like you guys, because you jumped around like the first three things you said. I was like, they really do. They saw me. I'm in.
Also, oh yeah. Anyway, never mind.
Yeah, well. Mm. Cut that.
Leave it in.
Arizona is not getting left in. So that's Clemson in the Elite Eight.
It's pretty wild.
Yeah. So Pac-12 is done now.
They are dead.
No more Pac-12.
You know, I'm so tired of the revisionist history of everyone being like, oh, I'm so sad that the Pac-12 is gone. Fuck the Pac-12, dude. It's been a joke conference for like 8 to 10 years. I'm so tired of being part of the Pac-12.
And it all started with the Pac-12 network.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like that fucking ruined us. Have you heard anything about the TV deal that the Bavers and Cougs are working on?
Yeah, so it's my understanding.
It's a PBS deal, isn't it?
that they are the CW. They are the second game at, that the CW has licensed with the ACC for 13 games, and that they are going to use Oregon State and Washington State after those games for all their home games. And then the Mountain West will carry their other games on the Mountain West's situation.
Yeah. Yeah, what I heard was that those two schools were like, look, it's not about the money. It's not about the money.
It's
like,
not it's, about it's, the money.
It's about exposure. They just want people to see them. And
it's about exposure.
Yeah. Northern exposure.
Yeah, fuck them.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, it makes sense. If you're a shitty school and nobody knows about you, you're just a shitty school that sucks. And
yeah,
and that's exactly where you're going to stay. But if you're a shitty school and people are forced to watch you, that's how the Braves became the most watched team in America.
100%.
Right there. You know, like
Ted Turner.
Mm-hmm. Like, it just makes sense. So it might be the smartest thing they've ever done.
Yeah, because they're on their CW is OTA, so they're going to be in everyone's house.
Right.
And the only thing that's happening right now that's an issue is that there are 4 weeks where Washington State and Oregon State have home games of the same week, so they're not sure what's going to happen with that. But likelihood is that they'll be playing somebody worth watching.
Yeah.
Right. You
know? Whatever the best matchup is, I guess.
Yeah.
Better than nothing, I guess.
Speaking of better than nothing, I had a little fun on Facebook the last couple days. I realized that I could do crowd work. I could practice crowd work on Facebook. And everything I say is essentially the first thing that comes to mind. And so that's how I'm treating it. So like, not everything lands.
Right.
Because everything I say is the first thing that comes to my mind when I say it. So I'm practicing crowd work. But yeah, it's the Douglas County, whatever.
Rants and raves.
Doesn't even live here.
I don't even go here. And some guy posts a rant about, oh, someone in a truck cut me off on the highway.
Somebody in a flat bag white truck Dodge, blah, blah, blah. And yeah.
Cut me off from the fast lane and went over to the Burberder. And so I just respond, sorry, that was me. I really had to poop.
Oh.
And it's been 2 days at this point that we've been going back.
Is it still going?
Well, I think it's finally over. But it was going up until like about an hour and a half ago.
Oh my God.
I hit him with the big reveal.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, an hour. The most recent comment was an hour ago.
Nice.
Where's that? He likes to call me SFB, which I finally make him say was shit for brains.
Oh. Yeah, you said suited for business, and I was like, oh yeah, that makes sense.
Well, I got him to say, you know, it'd be shit for brains. I'm like, wow, that's a good one. Did you come up with that yourself? And he's like, fuck you.
You should have been like, well, at least it wasn't shit for my pants.
That would have been funny. That would have been, see, but like I said, I'm going for the first thing that comes to mind. Not the best thing.
Right. Well, that was the first thing that came to my mind, so.
Lisa wasn't shitting my pants.
Like, literally. So, okay, here's the post. The guy said, to the rude person driving the white truck with a flatbed on it who drove up within 10 of my bumper on I-5 at 6:50 this morning, then decided to pass me and then pull 5 feet off my front bumper to exit at Garden Valley exit, causing me to slam on my brakes while you were stuffing your face with food, period. This is also distracted driving, period. Be aware of karma. Be aware of karma.
I love...
Is she a stripper?
I love that the biggest clue that he was stuffing his face with food, and I commented that I had to poop,
right,
never registered in the guy's mind.
Right.
Right over his head.
Because that is the first thing I thought of. Stuffing your when I heard the stuffing your face with food, I was like, ah, that's funny.
The best part is to me is that there's at least a growing constituency of people who get what I'm doing.
Yeah. Yeah. The whole Chipotle thing has really set it off.
Oh, yeah, Chipotle. People like when I started talking about Chipotle every single time, people were like, okay, this guy's just gonna fucking stir, and it's sometimes it's funny.
It is, like, it makes me laugh.
And I think that's the only reason I haven't been kicked out of the group, because I know people have looked up and said, this guy lives in Seattle. Like, I know people have looked me up.
There have been comments.
Yeah.
I've seen comments on it.
It's just like, but nobody questions it. And nobody wants me to leave.
Like, one of your comments, your responses to him, how can you say that when you were swerving like a drunk driver? Like, what? Why?
You see, I decided to take the Jussie the Body Ventura heel route and just start accusing him of shit.
Right.
Right.
It's like, oh, I cut you off? Well, you were drunk.
I may have been stuffing my face.
But at least I wasn't hammered.
Yeah.
Good X.
It's a Thursday morning. Hammered.
Wait. Yes. Oh, somebody else commented. When you have a gopher ready to burst. Oh, God. When you have a gopher ready to burst out the hole, sometimes a person needs to do what they need to do. then the original guy is like, again, that is no excuse to be a reckless driver. You should just shit your pants or stay home.
So no, I don't think he ever caught on to the fact that he's getting worked.
Mm-hmm. I don't think so. Oh, I wonder if anyone else got him. Oh no, let's see. That's not a good.
I've just been looking at my thread. I haven't even looked at any of the other stuff that's been going on.
It that like you've got the most of it.
I've got 48 comments.
You do have one of them that responded with, this is what I want to see from Rants and Raves. I wish all posts were like this one. Yeah. You got a fan.
I've got a fan. And exactly. Like, people are understanding that I'm just taking the piss.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Because that guy doesn't get it.
It's not that serious.
Yeah. Mm-mm. But did you die?
Did you die?
There was one someone posted that they're... Does anyone know of anyone that's hiring? And it says not Mills. And I immediately want to put, you know where you live, right?
Right.
Or I wanted to start putting the websites of each mill in the comments.
Oh, you should be like, yeah, the coal mine down the street.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Where do you think you live?
Right.
Like, so you can either work at Walmart for the government or at a mill. Like, those are your options. You go to the casino.
Yeah, because you know the other one.
If you don't already have a job or know where to get a job, you're not working for any of these small businesses.
Mm-mm.
You know, honestly, like, you know what I mean? Like, because these small businesses, they're mostly, I'm not saying all of them, because I'm not working at one I was friends with. I just happen to be me, and they happen to be them, and they like me. But
that's a lot of it too.
Yeah, there's a lot of small businesses that are, it's like family friends.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's a small town, town like Myrtle Creek and the area in general. There is a lot of what I consider innocent nepotism.
Yeah.
In the sense that it is cronyism, it is nepotism, but it comes from a place of legitimacy. It's not like, mm-hmm. We're only going to hire our people, but it's like, we're going to hire people we know.
Yeah. Well, and it's also a skill issue. If you know how to do something or you know something about something, you can get a job somewhere.
Right.
You know?
It's not that hard. If you actually want a job, you can get a job.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you want a job, you can get a job. Not hard.
Or learn how to do something. Or guess what, motherfucker? Join the military.
They take just about anybody.
The Navy just the Navy just dropped their ASVAB requirements to 10
years old?
No, 10 is the score. 10 is the score, as low as they will go before that you can join the Navy now.
What was it before? And what, like, what's an average score? Like, that means nothing to me.
By the way, Penn is two not... below Forrest Gump, so.
I don't remember. Not toot my own horn.
What did you score? Like, six?
Like a 97.
Out of what?
I'm guessing 100.
So, all right. So the Marines are
now. Here's one of the rants and raves. Like, see, this is why this whole group is confusing to me. It's kind of funny that our school system is ranked 13th in the world. Where the first. So this is one sentence. It's multiple sentences. I'll read it and then tell you where the punctuation is and what it is. Okay, it's kind of funny, and he spelled kind of, funny that our school system is ranked 13th in the world, period. Where the first three spots goes to one, period, is Iceland, two, period, is Germany, three, period, is New Zealand, period. Why are we ranked 13th in the world for? Question mark. What? What? I mean, start there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bro, it's not that hard to get better at writing. Somebody needs to tell him, reread what you wrote out loud. And if it makes sense, then you don't understand punctuation, probably.
People don't understand punctuation.
They don't. It's not that hard.
Mm-hmm. It's generally not that hard. Like, there are times I sit and I'm like, am I supposed to use a semicolon there? But I feel like...
For me, yeah.
I feel like if I'm thinking about semicolons, I understand what I'm doing.
Right, yeah. Right. Like, if you're thinking about semicolons, you also know of another way to write it that you can avoid it.
Uh-huh.
Right? Yeah.
Like, you're writing it with a semicolon because you're like, I'm going to shortcut this.
Yeah. I used to write my text like I was fucking AP style, and that was just because that's how I was writing all the time.
Yeah.
And so my texts were also AP style. Like I would include semicolons and colons. I still add colons and quotes, but like for the most part, it was straight up AP style texting, which was funny to me. And at one point I was talking to a friend of mine and we were talking about the way I talk because I have a very lazy lexicon for my everyday average speech. I just kind of bullshit and I talk like this and whatever. I don't give a fuck. You know, whatever. It is what it is. And they say, you know, how come you can be so lackadaisical? And I'm like, dude, I spend so much time being formal with this language that I can be cavalier with it when I want to be.
Mm-hmm. He can church it up whenever he wants.
Exactly. I can church it up, but... Right now, motherfucker, this is how I feel like fucking talking, dude. So eat a dick.
Yeah.
This last term on my midterm paper and my final paper, I ended up arguing some points back into my paper because mostly for fragmented sentences, which I understand what a fragmented sentence is, but I've also spent this whole term reading writings from authors that were famous for not following the way writing is supposed to be done. Mm-hmm. Like I've spent the last 3 months reading fragmented sentences and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So then in my papers, I'm like, I caught myself writing this way. And she's like, oh, this is a fragment sentence, like one point gone. And I was like, hey, you just had me read like 100 pages of different writings that were all fragmented sentences. She's like, yeah. And I was like, why do you think I'm writing in fragmented sentences? Because all of my readings have been thought-based writings.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't think in full sentences sometimes. You just write what you think. And I was like, and that's what I'm doing. And she's like, that's a good point. And it wasn't a whole lot of points, but it was like 7 points in all. And I'm like, I'll take
7
it.
To 7.
That's that's a good amount. I mean,
That's that takes you from a B+ to an A-, or an A, actually.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well... In my case, it was low A's to high A's, but...
My case is low A's to high A's.
I didn't have a
depressive episode when I was in college and drop out.
I did that twice. Three times.
Okay,
it's my fourth run.
Because I went to the military.
This is after I got out.
My name's Dave. I just go to college a bunch of times.
Oh, God.
was, that's what I've been doing for fun.
Yeah.
I get bored. And the funny thing is too, like I'll just out myself and try to put myself. I have a U.S. military war game approach to these sorts of things. I will put myself at a disadvantage to see if I can work my way out of it. Like I manage a warehouse. I'm so bored. I'm here doing this.
Sometimes that's what you got to do.
Sometimes it's what you got to do.
Sometimes you got a gopher trying to bust out the hole.
Yeah. Don't want that.
I mean, can you imagine having to clean crushed velvet pants?
Sounds rough. Crushed velvet Lululemons.
Yeah, that was, yeah, I said I was wearing Lululemon.
Yes. Oh, he definitely did not catch that. Or yeah. One of the two.
Nothing. It was just, it was like watching Star Wars, man. Everything was going over that dude's head.
He's not Drax.
It's like karma's gonna get you. I'm like, dude, karma is in the next life. The next dude's gonna shit his pants. I'm fine.
Yeah. Like, I'm not gonna know about it.
I'm gonna be dead by the time that guy shits his pants.
Literally, someone else is gonna shit in my pants.
I have to be dead for that guy, for karma to work.
It's only in reincarnation where you can be like, man, somebody shit in my pants.
God damn it. What, like, the worst would be to be reincarnated as the shitted pants.
Oh, crushed velvet Lululemon.
Crushed velvet Lululemon is the name of this episode. Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one. Ready.
Really nice pants, man. At one point I invoked the pursuit of happiness. I said, yo, these pants are so nice, I could have gotten hired without a shirt.
Just throwing lines.
I'm just throwing shit out there.
Seeing what sticks.
Just having fun with it, just goofing off. And like, I know this dude is just gnashing teeth and just fired up the whole time, and I'm just giggling.
He has no idea. I definitely used to spend more time doing that.
Well, it's like I get bored, and like I said, I got nothing else to do with my time.
Yeah.
Start USA. Twitch.
So why not make somebody else's life suck for the day?
Yeah.
Well, when you decide to go to the public with complaints about traffic,
right?
Do you, like it's like going on Craigslist and trying to do a missed connection. Hey, pretty girl, I saw on the bus. Did you see me? I was the nerdy guy who was afraid to talk to you and smelled like Cheez-Its.
I did used to have a weird wouldn't call it an obsession, but I would have a bottle and just be drinking, reading Missed Connections over and over again, and just laughing at them.
Missed Connections were good, so were Casual Connections.
I'm just like, yo, like, go talk to them.
Yo.
Hey, yo. Like, I remember one time Heather was one of the people in Missed Connections.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it was like, hey, girl who worked at the cell phone place, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, ha, 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 you're on Missed Connections.
Oh, God. That's funny.
Oh,
yeah, I did say it.
You did.
It was like, hey, I'm going to make fun of you for this for at least a month.
We should write one of those for somebody.
With somebody we know?
Yeah.
We should start doing that.
We should start doing that.
Mm-hmm. You look so hot.
But do it. Find a way to just run into somebody like over and over again, and then immediately, like an hour later, write the missed connection, and then see if they and describe them as they were when you saw them.
That would be good. And what if we did them at the duck games? Like, just you were wearing a duck shirt.
Okay.
Like describing everybody there.
Okay. Actually, let's. I say let's do that this next season. Every game, all of us pick like one person, and then we're all gonna write missed connections for Eugene and just see if there's any replies ever.
I want to write a missed connection for the Meth Zone 503 guy.
Oh my god.
And just
that would be awesome.
Just see if he responds. You seemed really cool with your glasses and rubbing your hands together over and over.
You looked like a guy that would be in a rap video.
You look like a guy with a podcast.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I get to make fun of people with podcasts because I'm on two, so.
Did I send that in the group text or like Snapchat, that thing?
That thing.
No, so I was doing this, like almost like a personality test. What would you call that? Like a job placement type test? What kind of job should you work thing?
What'd you end up with?
Well, the first one was choreographer, choreographer. And I'm like, well, I can't dance.
Can't dance.
Robin's out there choreographing Stomp 3.
The Stomp in the Yard.
But second one was podcaster. And I was like, hey, I like it.
I do that.
I should do that sometime.
And number one was teacher.
Yeah, that was on there. That was like the third one.
Yeah, it was like further down the list.
Because only reason it wasn't number one was because I was like, I don't want to deal with the public anymore. Like, fuck the public. They're dumb. Mm-hmm. 4-6. Oh, that's next week. Rip starts soccer. She has a soccer game next weekend. I gotta remember that.
Yeah, I didn't see this guy coming to my defense for no reason. Some people have medical conditions like having to take a shit within minutes. The only help is I need to be relaxed so your heart doesn't give out. Everyone's driving. A heart stoppage driving can hurt more people than you might think.
Yeah.
So other people are now coming in on the, it's like a second level troll.
Oh, it's so good.
It's like troll recruitment.
People, because someone's like, oh my God, fresh meat.
Yeah.
Like, look over here, everybody, look.
We should start thinking of things we can write on that rants and raves. Like half serious, but completely a joke. So it sounds like it's real.
The other things I do, I've done it at least twice. I've posted pictures of asshole parking up here in Seattle. Mm. Like in the Douglas County asshole parking.
Yeah, I'm still banned from that, which is wild to me.
How'd you get banned from that?
I have no idea. Mm-hmm. I have no clue.
On the rants and raves one, every time someone posts they start the post with not a rant or rave, I want to comment, excuse me, this is not a rant nor a rave.
This is neither a rant nor a rave.
Those are on there. Those are on that fucking page. We should start doing a bunch of those. That's what we should do.
But I saw one the other day that was like, hey.
We should read not a rant or rave and clearly be a rant or rave.
Like, I don't like it when people do this.
Oh,
like we should. You know what would be funny is you do rants and rave, like rant about losing money at the casino,
I'm gonna write a rant about people raving things, and then write a rave about people ranting things.
It's a good idea. There were a bunch of them where people bitched about. The anonymous posts.
Yeah, like, I started
that
too.
What's up with these people writing anonymous posts?
Like, I started that too.
How do you fucking care?
I started that.
Oh, I'm gonna make an anonymous post that says rant. I don't like these anonymous posts.
No, I did it. I was like, hey, who's doing all this shit? And then there was just like 100 responses to it. I knew exactly what I was doing.
I think I'm going to start posting the asshole parking pictures on the rants and raves because I'm banned and be like, since I'm banned on asshole parking for posting pictures of assholes parking, I'm going to post them on rants and raves. This is a rant.
This is a rant about you.
And then I'll rave about it and then Jake can rant about it.
No, you should write a rant or a rave about people posting parking pics on the rants and raves page.
Oh. We could take over this entire page just for our own entertainment.
We'll start our own rants and raves syndicate.
And you know what the best part is? After this, after we infiltrate the group and burn it to the ground, we start our own rants and raves group. That's better yes. than Sin. That's better we'll, than the we'll other call one. Call
it Douglas County Rants and Raves 2.0.
No, we'll call it Rants and Rave : Rants and Rave.
Rants and Raves : Rants and Raves is the name of this episode.
God damn it.
I didn't know we'd get so much fucking content out of fucking Rants and Raves in Douglas County. Like, we went back to it is how good it is. And the thing is, the thing I think that's funny to me is how serious everyone is taking it.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone takes Facebook so seriously.
Right.
And ever since I decided to stop taking Facebook seriously at all, I've had so much fun on Facebook.
Makes sense, because mm-hmm. it's definitely more fun when you don't care.
Yeah. And, yeah, I don't know. It's like high school. Everyone is super worried about the image on Facebook, and I couldn't give a fuck less about any exactly. of these people. I'm never going to see any of them.
Mm-hmm.
No, none of them. There's like doesn't three even people live in here. Douglas County that know you're here.
Yeah.
Know who you are. Like...
We that's another thing. We should just start posting "you don't even live here" on just random people's posts. You don't even live here.
I like that. He doesn't even go here.
I'm gonna end up kicked out of the group, and then won't have any reason to go on Facebook.
No, but then right. we start our own Rants and Raves page.
There we go.
See, and then so we'll
invite
be like...
everybody to it.
And then we somehow make another account and we screenshot the rants and raves on that one and then put it on our website.
Yes.
Like rant, the old rants and raves page.
That would be really funny. Trolling that we could do.
Why do people take this shit so seriously?
Because they're old usually and have nothing mm-hmm. better to do.
Mm-hmm.
See, I have nothing better to do, but I'm doing it for comedy.
Yeah, they think this is their lives.
Yeah, because their real life sucks.
Yep.
Makes that sense.
Checks out. Yep.
That does. That checks. I'm going to sit up. This couch, I slide when I sit on it.
I noticed that. I was just thinking. I was like, Jake's lost like 7 inches in height.
Yeah, there we go. That's well, I'm also trying to... Oh, hi,
Dave.
Hey, guys.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Oh, hi, Mark. I showed my kids the difference between my indoor and my outdoor basketball. Like, this is how you can, like, I have a Wilson Evolution.
Yeah.
Like, this ball only bounces in, like, I don't ever, for any reason, want to see this ball outside unless it's being carried to the car. To go be bounced inside.
I took Riv to the basketball court, to the T court the other day. And she was like, why is the ball fuzzy? And I was like, because it's good for outside.
Outdoor ball.
It's been used.
I remember going to school in Caneville. We, like the elementary school, only had an outdoor basketball court.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't know the difference between an indoor and an outdoor ball for the longest time.
Oh, geez.
So, like, until I got to, well, I guess not that long until I got to junior high and actually played basketball. Yeah. But even then, I didn't make the connection. So I would always be like in the gym at the junior high, and we had some hoops outside on blacktop, like the gravelly blacktop.
Yeah.
And I would just grab a ball and go outside, and I never understood why I got in trouble. And I was like, it's a ball.
I like, definitely yelled at some kids mm-hmm. at Glendale. I'm like, hey, you don't go outside, dumbass. What?
I don't think it wasn't until high school that I understood. Oh, I just thought the fuzzy balls were old. That's in my head, that's all I thought was like, these are just old and they're starting to break apart.
Yeah.
No, there's a reason.
When we had COVID basketball, so that fucking cunt that they have for superintendent there didn't like want anybody doing anything. With COVID going on. Yeah. And so I ordered outdoor basketball so we could practice on the outdoor court. And then like after a week of that, I was like, this is stupid. We're just going to use the gym, the high school gym, because it's big enough and nobody can complain, because I'll be like, no, we're spread out. We're fine.
Yeah, we're more than 6 feet apart and everyone's washing
ever,
their hands.
Nobody ever complained because it was high school softball at the same time and baseball, and they just did all their shit outside because they were like, well, even if it's raining, we should be outside because then we don't have to follow the COVID rules. And I was like, I'm not following those rules anyway, so fuck them.
Yeah.
Stupid rules.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, speaking of stupid COVID.
Jake's still mad.
At the grocery store, I saw a couple wearing masks.
Should have affected dude with the car.
Like recently?
Like tonight, before the show. And I visibly looked at them. They looked at me and I laughed.
What store was it?
Sherm's.
Oh, I've seen somebody there with a mask and I didn't understand it.
My deal is, man, like, if they've got COVID, like, and they're wearing a mask, like, who cares?
Well, that's fine. Yeah.
I guess for me, I just, like, it's just, for me, I just don't care enough to, like, mock somebody for wearing a mask anymore.
Yeah.
My thing is, if you've got COVID and you're scared enough to wear a mask, maybe don't leave your house.
I mean, you bring a fair point, but if you're in a grocery store,
The Uber Eats is a thing. Yep. Order your food. Like, don't come to the store. Like, I get what you're saying. If you've got COVID, yeah, put a mask on. But also, if you've got COVID, don't go anywhere. And I won't laugh at you.
I mean, if you're that sick, why would you want to go anywhere?
Well, I guess if you laughing at me is the worst thing I've got to worry about, then...
Yeah. I mean,
that's not the... Yeah. I definitely see people with masks in Myrtle Creek, or I guess it's Tri-City, at the grocery outlet. That's why I asked what store, because they have Tesla chargers right there. So you get a lot of Californian people, and they're wearing their masks in the store. You can tell they don't fit in. Like, right. They're not from here.
Even up here, when you see somebody with a mask, people are like, what the fuck, bro? Like, it's 24 now. Like,
yeah.
Like, at this point, COVID is the flu. Like, we're moving on.
It's COVID-19.
Yeah.
That indicates the year.
And I've been around several people who've had it. I'm at this point, I'm certain I can't recontract it. Because I had it in 19. I had it real fucking bad. And ever since then, I've shared a bed with someone who has COVID. I've shared houses with people who have COVID. I walk through the fire unscathed, like the Teflon Don.
I did have a teacher get it this year. Teflon Don. She was out for 3 days. So missed one class. 2 days later, she was there. And I was like, all right, like, I'm not worried, but I'm just like, oh, so they've really shut down their, like, that 2 weeks is now a day and it's 2 days, like 3 days or day and a half.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's not so scary.
Because at this point, we've all had it. Literally every one of us has had it.
Mm-hmm. It's I mean, there's a lot of science to it. But I mean, honestly, a lot of it is that the virus is weakened, too.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't the thinning of the herd that they really played it out to be, too.
Yeah, we lost like. We did lose. I mean, like,
yeah, don't get me wrong. There were people that died, and I feel for them because losing a family member is an absolutely terrible thing.
Yeah.
It was like not nearly as many deaths as I thought there was going to be.
It was like I said the whole time. I said it was both worse than people think and not as bad as people think at the same time.
Yeah, it's fair.
I was somewhere in the middle. I'm like, people are dying from this. I'm probably not going to.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I operated. Like, I had a neck gaiter because it was enough of a lip service for people to see that I had a mask on.
Right.
And so remember I pulled up over mask? My. Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. I probably still have it.
Mm-hmm. It was like I'd pull it up, and I got used to just having a neck gaiter on.
Mm-hmm. What'd you say, Dave?
Was I with one of you guys when I did the whole? Arabian head wrap because that's the only thing I had.
No,
for
but
a
you've
mask.
Told us. Yeah. You've told us about it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. You know who nope. didn't get COVID?
Black Santa.
Black Santa. Yeah, because he's isolated up in the down in the South Pole.
Yeah. Well, these people, they could have been anywhere in the world, but they're here with us. We appreciate that. Want to thank Dave for that walk-off there. That it's not going to get any better than that. But for this episode, this edition of my show, good night, universe.
That's a podcast.
Good X.
Good
X.
Fuck the Huskies.
Make sure to go and check out DefinitelyNotSellingDrugs.com.